Today we head to Mission San Antonio de Valero. Most people believe they have never heard of the place, but it's safe to wager just about every American will know what we are talking about when the American Countryside returns after this. You've certainly heard of this place, but you probably don't know it by its original name.
When you look at Mission San Antonio de Valero, it was very successful. That's one reason you don't see it today, is because it fulfilled its purpose, then it was shut down.
Dr. Bruce Winders explains that when the mission shut down, it was still an important place.
Then its use shifts from being sort of town building, converting the indigenous people, to defense. So it's turned over to the Spanish military.
When Mexico declared its independence in 1821, the Mexican army took over the old mission site. That place came to be called the Alamo. But as Winders explains, most people believe the Alamo is actually something else.
They come looking for this squarish building that has a hump on top. And if you ask someone to draw a picture of the Alamo, that's probably what they would draw. And what that is the church of Mission San Antonio de Valero. The church never was finished.
In late 1835, Texans, disgruntled with the authoritarian rule of Mexican leader Santa Anna, drove the Mexican army out of the area around San Antonio. Most knew the peace would not last for long.
After the Mexican troops are driven out in December of 1835, it's pretty certain that there's going to be a counterattack. And the problem is misjudging when that attack is going to take place.
The Battle of the Alamo took place in March of 1836. We'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.